Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. O King of David, opening the gates of God's eternal kingdom, come and free the prisoners of darkness. Alléluia. Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the town of Galilee called Nazareth, the virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. In coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of the kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will foreshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Mary, may it be done to me according to your will, to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Annunciation. God invited Mary to be the mother of Jesus, and she, trusting in the love of God, she just simply say yes. It's not always easy to do the will of God, because the consequence at times may be complicated. In the case of Mary, people were doubt where this child from, and especially for Joseph. So these things is the will of God for Mary. But Mary, with a simple faith, she just said, "That will be done upon me." Just simple. Many times we think too much about the will of God. To do the will of God is a blessing. But at the back of the blessing, also there are sufferings, there are crosses. That means not always easy to accomplish the will of God. We have to make sure everything is done in the will of God, and then wholeheartedly, Jesus will help us. Most important, we have this readiness to fulfill the will of God. Many times it's not easy to understand. At times there are temptations, or we find ourselves weak to fulfill the will of God. But be assured, if it's the will of God, God will give us sufficient grace. So to Jesus, that we trust in His love. This one we want to do every present moment, the will of God the Father. That's the only thing we can do. Just tell Jesus, we trust in you.